Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Due diligence on Classic Business is brought to you by Deal Leaders International, leaders in mergers and acquisitions. Now, I recently had the pleasure of hosting a panel at the annual Business Rescue Practitioners Conference, which is hosted by SARIPA, the South African Restructuring and Insolvency Practitioners Association. And really what struck me is how the banks and the creditors and the executives at various companies worked together through COVID to ensure that business failure was minimized. And now the man who literally wrote the book on business rescue in South Africa is Dr. Eric Levenstein, Director and Head of the Insolvency and Business Rescue Practice Group at Worksmans. And Eric, great to chat to you. Did that surprise you that we saw as few rescues as we did through COVID? I mean, there was Edcon, there was Steyr-Kinekor that's just been successfully rescued. There was Comair, but not the numbers that one would have expected.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. I think that firstly, what we've seen through the pandemic is a lot of support from financial institutions for companies that were in trouble. I think that government loans during COVID also assisted, and probably that's the reason why we haven't seen proliferation of business rescues as you would have expected, let's say, in the last 2 to 3 years. I do think, and I think it came out quite strongly at the conference, is that we are seeing a change now in respect to the way financial institutions are dealing with their customers or bank clients. I think we're going to see more pressure being brought to bear on those companies that cannot deal with their financial obligations in terms of loan covenants. And I do think going into 2023, most probably, we'll see an uptick potentially in liquidations and particularly in business rescue. And by the way, the September reports from Statistics South Africa already showed about a 12% increase in liquidations when compared to year on year from last year. So I think the business rescue practitioners and liquidators will be kept quite busy going into 2023.
And that certainly stands against what Gideon Bocchetti was saying from the Credit Guarantee Corporation. And they're like the canary in the coal mine here. They're starting to see a lot of stress pick up as we enter this kind of new normal, whatever that is, if you can even call it normal, going from a COVID pandemic into a war and now tightening monetary conditions. If you were to look back over the last couple of years, and I think from a purely operational perspective, business rescue by its nature entails a lot of meetings. You meet creditors, staff, lots of in-person contact, and then overnight, you couldn't do it anymore. What were some of the operational challenges that the pandemics have ushered in, and how has the industry broadly overcome these?
Well, Michael, I can tell you, I look back to March 2020 when Comair went into business rescue. There were not many business rescue practitioners who were willing to put up their hands in a lockdown to take on a mandate like a Comair, for example. But I think as we went through that year and into 2021, I think our business rescue practitioners certainly put their hands up across the board, and we saw some big filings. You know, Edcon was a very good result in the sense that its businesses were sold out to Retailability and to TFG. And very recently, in the last couple of days, we've seen Steyr-Kinekor exit from business rescue, a deal where Lantar Capital put in some significant money into that company. So I think that generally we learnt a lot in the COVID period. I think running a mandate, whether it be on Teams or in a room filled with creditors, is much of a muchness. In fact, as was quite evident at the conference, I think the ability to run a big meeting of creditors on a Teams platform is probably far easier than having to go into a hall or hire out a big facility to meet with multiple numbers of creditors. So I think we've kind of reached a hybrid of how to run these things. And I think they're running effectively. There's no doubt that I don't think any one of these companies have failed because we weren't able to meet face-to-face, for example.
Yeah, and what stood out for me in the conversations that were had at the conference on the panel and in, you know, over coffee was, one was collaboration, and that was key to success, but also getting in there early. And we saw that the rise of almost a restructuring office or officer was a big trend, but certainly getting in there early and ensuring that, you know, if directors know that they're starting to approach the kind of trading recklessly and that kind of thing, better to take the pain early rather than defer it. And often by that stage, you go into business rescue and there's probably not much that a business rescue process can achieve.
Well, Michael, we had about 300 people at the SARIPA conference in Fancourt in George. And there weren't many directors of distressed companies that attended the conference. It would have been great if they had been there. Obviously, I don't think there would have been much uptake. But that's really market that we need to consider and educate is because I don't think many directors understand rescue. I don't think they understand the legislation. And then that is why it's very important, as you know, we had quite a few members of the media at the conference, to continue to speak about business rescue. What is it about? What are the options as opposed to a full-blown liquidation? And I think your point is right. If directors understand it, get in early enough, get professional assistance, whether it be from lawyers or financial advisors, to look at the options, I think we're going to see better results in business rescue, because the earlier you get in, the more there is to rescue. If you leave it too late, of course, there's not much left in the system, and you probably are facing a short period of business rescue and ultimately a liquidation.
Lastly, Eric, how do you see business rescue evolving and potentially improving from here? Because it's only been 10 years that we've had business rescue. I think initially the first couple of years, there's a lot of uncertainty, legal uncertainty. There's been some precedent created now. What's the next chapter?
I think, as I said a bit earlier, we've got to continue to talk about the successful business rescues and showcase the good stories. I think that 10 years ago, Michael, all we could do with companies in trouble was put them into liquidation. Chapter 6 of our Companies Act has brought us into line with international jurisdictions. Now, a brilliant example of where business rescue is right now is the story of Tomgard Hewlett. As we all know, and you would know about that, is that Tomgard Hewlett has been through an informal restructuring process for some months now. But it came to a point where the banks were saying, we're not prepared to put in ongoing funding until it goes into a formal rescue process, and then we'll put in post-commencement finance. And that's exactly where Tomgard Hewlett is. Now, yeah, obviously, it's very early days as to where you're going to go with that restructuring and the rescue process. But it's a good story in the sense that at least the directors bought into the process, and we're just going to see how it's going to roll out.
Absolutely. And clearly, what it does is it provides those creditors with confidence to continue investing and providing post-commencement finance. And that is so critical if you are to salvage something. We certainly hope that something emerges from Tomgard that can assuage a very large community in the northern KZN region, the cane growers, and you know, up to 500,000 individuals who are impacted and affected by that. But it's really, I think, a sign of a maturing, evolving, and largely successful business rescue environment, that these are the kinds of stories that we are getting to talk about, and Stair Kinnicore emerging positively from business rescue. And I was part of a positive business rescue as well through Classic 102.7. So, Eric, thank you very much for your time. And look forward to seeing you on the golf course sometime. Take care.
Thanks, Michael.
That was Dr. Eric Levenstein, Director and Head of the Insolvency and Business Rescue Practice Group at Worksman, sharing his view of business rescue in this week's Due Diligence on Classic Business, brought to you by Deal Leaders, partnering with you. For the next episode of Due Diligence, listen to Classic Business next Tuesday around 20 to 7, brought to you by Deal Leaders International.
The question should not be to sell or not to sell. Instead, the question is to sell or to grow. Deal Leaders International is a professional sell-side mergers and acquisitions advisory firm with years of experience in the trenches that can provide you with an analysis of your business and the market, so you can make the best decision on whether to exit or grow your business. Email connect@dealleadershipint.com. Deal Leaders International, partnering with you.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact. Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.